Amen.
Shall we stand for the reading of the Word of God? And I'm reading from the King James Version. And I'm reading from Exodus chapter 16, verses 1. And we will try to meet to the end, verses up to 36. If not, we will just highlight the Word of God. And my Bible tells me, and they journeyed from Elm, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elm and Sinai. And on the 15th day of the second month, after they departed from the land of Egypt, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that he had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat at the pot of meat, and when we ate the bread to fill, who have brought us out into the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, he said, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they have gathered daily." Then Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, "At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord. For he hear your complaint against the Lord. But what are we, that we complain against the Lord?" Also asked Moses. He said, "This shall be seen when the Lord give you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning he shall give you bread." In Jesus' mighty name, we shall stop here for a while, but I shall illustrate the goodness of the Lord in the land. In Jesus' mighty name, you shall be seated. Our God is a good God. When you hear the word Exodus, what comes to your mind? Exodus means to come from one place to the next. You are moving from one destination. You are moving to a promised land. And that is what God has promised Moses. Today, the message that I titled, I want to say God shall provide. But the Holy Spirit touched me. He said, before I can provide for them, they need to trust and obey in me. He said that every man who shall come to me, trusting and obeying, then I shall provide for him in Jesus' mighty name. I said the God that we serve shall provide for you today. The God that we serve shall make a way for you today. As he make a way for the Israelite, he shall make a way for you in Jesus' name. God is our provider. But they complain. Growing up, you will always hear complaints. But though we complain for nothing, the desert was a place to test them. The desert was a place for God to provide for them. I don't know about you, but I have been in the desert for 10 years in Darfur. And I know what it is to be in the desert. You know what it is to complain. But usually when you complain, if you're complaining for milk as a little child, the parents might want to whip you. If complaint comes with something, but when even though they were complaining, God said, I will provide for you. Even in the midst of the complaint, He provided for you. He shall provide for you. He shall provide for you. But He said it does not come like that. It comes with a test. It comes with a test. It only those that endure it to the end. If without no test, there is no testimony. And I can stand to you in the name of Jesus Christ and said, without a test, there is no testimony. For we must be tested by our faith before He can deliver you, before He can work through you, before He can make something happen through you. He shall make a way for you. You know, this morning as I was coming, I woke up because the pastor said you have to be here at 7:30. And I woke up, I started to pray. I woke up about 6. I started to pray. I said, I'm always late. But today I shall not be late. Then I had a bath. I put on my, pressed my clothes. I get ready. And I was about to start the car refused to start. I tried, you know, the UN transport cards, not with the keys. I'm an old time pastor. But with the modern days now, you just put the, what you call it, the keys like this, and you press the button, and it starts. But this morning, it refused to start. And I said, you devil, you shall not prevent me from coming here. I tried. And the car refused to start. I said, Pharaoh, you shall not keep me in the desert. And I asked the guard, I said, stop one of the taxi. And he stopped a motorbike. And I fear motorbikes. But I say, if this is the mean of transport, I would go. And I sat on the motorbike. And not knowing much French, I had to guide the guy. I said, turn right, turn left, go straight. I will direct your path until you take me to that church. And he brought me here safely. But the message is clear that despite the work of the devil, the God that we serve shall prevail. The God that we serve shall prevail. The desert is a place that can shape and test your character. It shapes and tests your endurance. At a time when we have famine, at a time when we have this coronavirus, who would have thought that we would have been in a place like this? We would have been wearing masks. We would be saying, my Lord and my Father, what have you brought to us? Have you brought some disease, some sickness to kill us today, my Lord? But my God is sitting on the throne. And He said that those who trust and obey in me, you shall pass. He said, like how I have brought out the Israelites from the desert, I shall bring you out. He said, when you see the blood on that doorpost, I shall pass over you. I said, He shall pass over us in Jesus' name. Coronavirus shall not come near us. Disease shall not come near us. Sickness shall not come near us. Because I know who is He. He said, I know my God. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Christ, the hope of glory, is within me. He's in you today. That is the hope of glory that we know in Jesus' name. The Israelites encountered danger. They encounter shortage. They encounter inconvenience. They complained. They complained. They said, she said, Moses, it's better we have died of hunger in Egypt. But Moses said to my Lord and my Father, hear they complain, hear they cry, but do not smite them, my God, but make a way for them, my Lord. Strengthen them, my God. Take us out of this desert in Jesus' mighty name. But difficult circumstances always lead to stress. It always needs to complain as a natural response. If I tell you today not to complain, you will still complain. Because if he has not provided for you, you shall still complain. But God show up at the right time. God show up at the right time. The Israelites singing was turned into complaining. But he said that I am the Lord thy God. And if I say I shall provide for you, it might not matter how long it take. I shall provide for you. If I say I shall make a way for you, I shall make a way for you. Who is man to say no? When God said yes, who is man to say disappointment? When God said appointment, he said trust and obey. When pressure comes, with our way we tend to resist. The temptation make us quicken, make us find a way of escape. But he said there is no way of escape. There is no way of turning back. Because if I say go forth, you shall go forth. I say Abraham, leave everything to have behind, and I shall take you to a place full of milk and honey. Who am I to turn back? I am not turning back. What a situation. I am going forward in Jesus' mighty name. I said we are going forward in Jesus' mighty name. Stop complaining and start praying. Bring to the altar, bring to the finisher of our faith in Jesus' mighty name. Instead, they focus on God's power and wisdom. They complain. And God promised to provide. But he said, I shall test you. He said, every day you shall go out. And I shall rain bread. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. He said, every day. From day one to day six, I shall provide bread for you. The Israelites call it manna after a while. But they saw it and said, what is this? The original word for manna is what is this? Because when they saw God's provision, they could not have recognized it. I say, when God turn up in your situation, you shall recognize it. Because he shall give you divine attention. He shall give you divine knowledge. He shall give you divine sight. So when God turned up, you would not say, what is this? But you would say, it is bread from heaven. Oh my God. But what happened? On day one, they gathered manna. And God spoke to Moses. He said, when they gathered manna, they shall consume it within 24 hours. But in the flesh, they thought that they came for leftovers. And the leftover. And what happened to the leftover? It turned. It was spoiled. And it started to stink. Because the God that we serve, if he tell you to do this, you do this and no more. He said, I will provide for you. You wait on the time, the appointed time in which he will provide for you. And it stunk. And the Bible said, and he said, on the sixth day, you shall gather double. You shall gather double. Double because on the seventh day, it is the Sabbath day, and you shall not go out to gather anything, because you need to rest in Jesus' name. But the Israelites defied. They said, this is a test. What if this test? We need to gather enough. We need to stock up enough, because we might not know what tomorrow will bring for us. But we serve a God of yesterday. We serve a God of today. And we serve a God of tomorrow. If he said, I shall provide for you today, he shall surely provide for you in Jesus' mighty name. Just trust and obey. But on the seventh day, they still went out and they were looking for manna, and there was none. And they complained. Even in the midst of complaining, they said, Moses, in Egypt we were eating meat. But God said, Moses, is it meat that they want? I shall send you meat. He said, in the morning, I shall give you bread. And in the evening, I shall give them meat. Is it meat they want? They shall eat in plenty in Jesus' mighty name. And they ate in plenty. And that was the test on the sixth day. Moses tell the people, he said, in the early morning, in the evening, you should know the God that has brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of the land. In every situation, we just need to trust him. Obey him. For he said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. What I have done for Isaac, I will do it for you. He said, Isaac, even in the famine, I will bless you with double. I will send a bird to feed you in the desert. Don't lose hope. Keep focus on God. In the time of trials and temptation, don't lose hope. Because he said, Prophet Jeremiah, I know you from the time you were created in your mother's womb. I have a plan for you. A plan to give you a hope and a future. Don't lose sight of that hope that God has for you in Jesus' mighty name. Even in your complaint, he shall bless you. Even in your going out, he shall bless you. Even in your coming in, he shall bless you. Because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Jehovah Shammah. There is nothing impossible with the God to serve. And if there's anything to be impossible, ask Moses. He said, I shall make a way. What is it you're carrying in your hand? Moses said, I am carrying a rod. He said, use that rod. And at the strike of that sea, it shall be parted. Because I, the Lord, I God, what I say I will do in Jesus' name. Moses underestimated what he was carrying in his hands. But God said, use it. God said, use it. Don't underestimate what you are carrying today. God is saying, use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. And listen. If you trust and you obey, there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. In Jesus' name, God commanded the bread from heaven. I say, he shall rain bread for you today. He shall rain manna for you today. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation, there is nothing to be possible. There is nothing to confine you. There is nothing that should keep me back. You shall do like the young women. They just pop their shoulders up and they look good and they walk in glory. And they say, this is the God that I serve. Because when I shop, he shall shop with me. He said, I shall give you favor like you have given
given to Esther. Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. But I know my God that I serve. He shall favor me. He shall favor you today. That God that we serve shall favor you today. In Jesus' mighty name. He talked to Job. Job was a man of possession. Job was a man of passion. Job was a man of faith. Job was a man of people. And he took away everything from Job. He said, Satan, why are you roaming around the place like that? You know, Satan is a homeless man. He's just walking around, looking to attack. But he said, have you tested my servant Job? Because I know who a Job is. Job is a man that feared God. Job is a man that will stand upright. Job! And Job lost everything. He lost the people around him. He lost the possession. He lost the passion. But Job said, even though he slay me, I shall trust in him. Even though he slay you, you shall trust in him. For some trust in chariots, some trust in tractors, some trust in horses, but I shall trust in the Lord thy God. As for me and my household, we will continue to praise the Lord. We will continue to trust the Lord. Trust him today in Jesus' mighty name. But he said a time would come when there would be no more manna. There will be no more manna. And if you fast track with me to John chapter 6 verse 32 and 33, he said, assuredly, the one that I send is the bread of life. That is the bread that we depend on. There is no other bread. There is no other manna that will come from heaven. But my only begotten son that I will send, that is the bread from heaven. As you eat it, you shall remember him. He said, as I remember Abraham and I deliver Lot, as I remember Anna and I open her womb, I said, God shall remember us to today in Jesus' name. He will never forget you. And then he finally told them. He said, put some of this manna in a jar. And keep it as a remembrance. That I have brought you out from the land of Egypt. And every time we meet. Every time we commune together. Every time we break bread, he said, do it in remembrance of me, because I have brought you out, and you are not going back. You are not going back, because I will make a way, nobody shall go back there. I am not going back to Egypt. I don't know about you, but I am pressing forward in Jesus' mighty name. Just trust him and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Trust and obey, and he shall provide for you. He shall provide for you. One simple act of obedience. I hope I have time. Last 2 weeks, as I come, and every time they ask for tithes and offering, I come and I, at the end of the month, I give my tithes. But a week before, I came with my tithes. And I look at the two boxes. There are two over here and two over here. I don't know if they were in French or in English. But when I came up to deposit my one tenth, I realized that I deposited it in the box that says ordinary offering. And as I go back and I sit, the voice came to me and said, look what you have deposited. Is it one tenth or is it ordinary offering? I said, maybe one tenth. But I keep looking and I said, no, it is not one tenth. And the voice said, you must put your one tenth now in the right box. So last week I came and I looked at the boxes. And I put my one tenth, even though I paid double for my trouble, because I sowed twice. God said, well done. You have put it in the right box. Next time, look carefully. But I obeyed. I did not say if I put another one chance, I would not have any money to buy my ticket to fly back to New York. He said, no. If you are a true man of God, deposit your one chance. Everything would have changed. But this one tenth has not changed. I have not seen there's any change here. Did God say anything about the one tenth? He said no. It remained the same. And my next message to you. In all your giving. In all your getting. Never stop giving. Never stop putting your one tenth. Never stop making offering. But if you know my situation, I don't have the time to tell you, but I came from death and I came to life. And it's because of this one tenth, I was in a strong, strange land. Like when he tell Abraham, I shall take you to a strange land. I flew from Guyana, which is South America, into a land passing America, straight into Kenya. And at that time, I was a Muslim. Mm-hmm. My wife left me. She went back to the States. She said, you're passing the States to come to a country that you don't speak Swahili. I was there for 1 year. And the last strike of $100, I used to go to Nairobi Pentecostal Church. And the word come to me. He said, fast and pray and serve me for 3 days. And I fasted. I fasted the Daniel fast. On the first day, I got blocked out. On the second day, I got a headache. On the third day, I passed out in the toilet. But I said, I am going to serve this God. I am going to stand resolutely. I am going to endure it to the end. And then he said, on the third day, you shall sow the only $100 that you have in your pocket. I said, no. When the usher came around, I was in my pocket like this. I said, Lord, let this thing pass me. And as the usher came, I muster up the faith like Moses. And I deposit that $100. I said, Lord, I am like a Sarah now. I am like a Sarah Noah. I said, favor me, you. Like Esther. She said, if I die, let me die. And from the time I deposited that 100, I broke the backs of poverty. From a position of lack to a position of provision. I never knew the UN before. Suddenly, I was called to IMO, International Maritime Organization, for interview, paid interview to London. Then I joined the UN, and I joined right down at the bottom. I joined as the FS staff. But he said, you shall not remain there. And when they told me, for my FS, you cannot meet to the P, I said, you don't know who you're talking to. And within 13 years of service, I moved from my FS5 to a P5 to a section chief. And I'm looking for the D1 position in Jesus' name. Nothing shall stop me. Oh, my Lord and my Father. Because I said, when I shall pursue, he said, David, a time would come in which you would pursue, in which you would overtake, in which you would recover all in Jesus' name. I said, recovery is coming your way. Recovery is coming your way. All that the coronavirus has taken away from you, it shall be replenished in Jesus' mighty name. He shall provide for you. He shall provide for you. And finally, he said, my people who are called by my name, 2 Corinthians 7:14, shall humble themselves, shall pray, then I would answer you. I would hear your prayers, and I would provide for you. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all that you ask for shall be given to you. Shall we stand? Shall we pray that our God will provide according to His riches and His glory? Just take half a minute. Thank Him for that provision. Thank Him for that storm that He brought you out. When the disciples saw the storm and they wake up our Father, He said, don't look at the storm. Don't look at the wind. But speak to that situation. I said, speak to that situation. Imagine He speak to something that you cannot see. We don't see the wind. We don't see the wind. The wind create the wave. And the wave in the sea create destruction. But He said, when I speak to that wind, I said, speak to that situation in your life today. Will it be hunger? Will it be thirst? He said, I have sent the breath of life. You shall never be hungry again. You shall never thirst again. Just trust and obey. And there is no other way. Because I shall make a way for you. When they put you down, God will raise you up. When they cast you down, God will bring you up. When there is disappointment, God will make an appointment. Because He is the Lord thy God. He never changes. He shall provide for you. Father, we thank You for that provision. We thank You, oh God. We thank You for sending Your only begotten Son that take away and pay the price for our sin. That take away all, oh my God, that we are suffering, oh my Lord. And then provide for us in Jesus' name. Provide for us in Jesus' name. As You have provided for David, provide for us in Jesus' name. As You have provided for Abraham, provide for us in Jesus' name. As You have provided for Isaac, provide for us in Jesus' name. As You have provided for Jacob, Israel, my Lord and my Father, provide for us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.